Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to dive in today to St. Paul's letter to the Romans. It's the first reading that we're giving at Mass today. And today's the memorial of Saints John de Brebeuf, Isaac Jogues, priests and companions and martyrs, the North American martyrs, the early Jesuits. Wow. What an amazing group of men they were. Just extraordinary disciples and heroic people. If you've never read, friends, anything about the North American martyrs, John de Brebeuf and Isaac Jogues and others, look them up on Google or the stories of the saints, books on the saints. They will move you, challenge you, inspire you, kind of overwhelm you at the level of heroic love and strength and the mission that they said yes to. And they walked in. It's just astounding. Thank God for the saints. And so maybe today let's just ask St. John de Brebeuf and Isaac Jogues and holy companions and martyrs, pray for us today. Help us to break open God's word together and to hear the truth that Paul brings to us today. And so this is taken from Romans chapter 5, a series of verses there. And if you didn't have a chance to tune in yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go back to it. I was talking about identity and where do we find a rock solid, secure identity, and how we receive it from God. And I think it will encourage you. Also, you can get that at our website at renewalministries.net. It's there with all the other YouTube videos and programs that we're putting together for people and things we're writing. It's all free and it's there to encourage you. If you like it, subscribe to stuff like the YouTubes or any way you can support us. We really do appreciate that. But so here's Paul, Romans 5. He says, brothers and sisters, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. There's some logic there that St. Paul uses that he wants to help us understand the condition. This relates to what I actually talked about yesterday. Why is there so much confusion about human identity? Why are people so easily destabilized? Why is there so much shame and fear and confusion and self-rejection and depression and despair and all kinds of things? Why is it so common? And think about this. We're living in what has been historically maybe the wealthiest, safest, easy country to live in a certain level than almost any other country or story of a country in history. In terms of just the day-to-day struggle to make ends meet and so many comforts that we've been given and things like that. And see, no matter how much of that we multiply, no matter how perfect our computers get or our phones get, no matter how cozy our couches get, no matter how developed we can get in sort of crafting the perfect home or look or whatever, vacation, those things can all be good in their own way. They will never settle the stuff that's deep inside that I talked about yesterday, and that Paul is today touching on what the root of it is. He's basically talking, obviously, right about Adam. Through one man, the father of the race, sin entered the world. Sin is what? It's fundamentally saying no to God. It's the rejection of God, of God's offer of a relationship, and a relationship of love and unity that's expressed by obedience and surrender and seeing God as God, but receiving him as not a threat, as not someone who is ruining our autonomy, stealing our autonomy, but to find that yielding to God is freedom and life. The devil's seduction of Adam in the garden was, first of all, confusion. Did he really tell you not to eat from that tree? So yeah, it's like, yeah, why? I don't like people telling me what to do, It's there. The potential for it is there. It was there even in Adam, right? And Eve. And he starts tweaking it. He seduces Adam into a conversation, a dialogue. Don't ever dialogue with the devil. That's really unwise. Just tell him to shut up and go away. Tell him to go back to hell where he belongs. Live in constant dialogue with God and the language of God, the language of heaven, God's storyline for your life. Through one man, sin entered the world. And from that raising the question to saying, and anyway, why would he deny you this privilege? Yeah, he gave everything else in the garden, but there's something about this tree. There's something about this that he's hiding from you. He does not want you to discover this, because really, if you discover it, you're going to reach your full potential, and then you're going to be like him. And he wants to keep you in a position of being subject, to be less than him. He doesn't want you. So he's not really who you think he is. He's not out for your good. He's holding back some cards. He's deceiving you, essentially. And he's keeping you, despite he's giving this garden, this kind of masks the bigger goal he's after, which is kind of enslaving you and keeping you subject to him so he can rule over you. I mean, these kinds of things. And guess what? I mean, it sounds, when we think about Adam and Eve, you know, it's so far away and it's such a unusual story, but it is really the human battle. And this is what Paul's talking about. When Adam said yes, a power to the enemy and no to God, there was a power, a demonic dark power that got released into the world and released into the human heart. And then Adam sired a race of people who were under that power. And so he says, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin came death. The Lord said, I'm giving you this whole garden because I love you, but don't eat of this one tree. Don't try to reach beyond who you are and who I made you to be. Don't try to be God. Adam sired a race of people that were born into sin, which he'll talk about here. But he's saying through sin comes death. Death came to all men, therefore all men sin. All men sin, fall short of the glory of God. All men sin, therefore all men die. The sin problem produced the death problem. Never forget, Jesus came for this reason, to deal with the sin problem, to make it possible for human beings to have our sins forgiven, so that we're no longer subject to the death problem, the disordered energy of dying, and the not only dying physically, biologically, but dying eternally and being separated from God. All human beings were born in that condition. Paul goes on, he says, if by that one person's transgression, the many died, Adam's transgression, the many who follow die, how much more did the grace of God, that's the free gift, grace of God, and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? Yeah, we say at the Easter Vigil, oh, happy fault, that basically brought us so great a Savior. And the superabundance of God's mercy and love that just flows from the heart of the Father through the Son, in the Son, for us. And he comes to forgive. He comes to heal. He comes to transform us and bring us into glory. Paul continues, says, for if by the transgression of the one, okay, the sin of Adam, death came to reign through that one. So what he's saying is that there's a dominion here. There's a power here. When Adam said no to God and yes to Satan, he became subject, and his offspring became subject to the dominion of the one who wields the power of sin, the seducer, the liar, the devil, who John the Apostle reminded us that the whole world is in the power of the devil. So what happened was Adam, in his decision, became subject to the dominion of the devil and the kingdom of darkness. Maybe this sounds far-fetched to you in some ways. Do we still believe in a devil? As C.S. Lewis said, you know, with a pointy tail and a pitchfork and horns. And he goes, C.S. Lewis said, I don't know about the horns and the pitchfork, you know, and the pointy tail, but I do know he's real. The devil is real. He's a real being, and the demons who are subject to him, those who were cast out of heaven, they are really, friends, in essence, the only fundamental enemy of the human race. It comes from there. It comes from them. They're powerful. And if we're not in the blood of Christ, we're not covered in the blood of Christ, we're not baptized into Jesus, we're not in the body of Christ, we're not in the sacramental life of being strengthened by the Lord, living from his word, walking in obedience to Jesus, having our sins forgiven, we're not living in the community of God's people. if we're not born again into that communion and we're not walking in it, we're subject to Satan. And so the denial of the existence of the devil, the denial of hell, the denial of all this, friends, is part of the reason the world is in such grave confusion and danger today. Why so much madness, division, and trouble is in the land. Because human beings, we've just simply decided, well, there might be a God, and if you think there is, go live it privately, but basically our public life, we're going to just live as if there isn't one. And we can't know it anyway. So we're going to craft it all by our own wisdom. And so the problem of that happening through the wisdom of fallen men and fallen women, darkened minds, sick, sin-sick hearts, is what we're seeing is what gets produced from a heart that's not under grace, under God's mercy, living by God's truth and understanding. A madness sets in, and that's what's happening. So Paul says, for if by the transgression of the one, death came to reign through that one, so it's reigning, it's ruling, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of justification, what is justification? It's new life. It's being put in right relationship. God gives to us the gift of righteousness, of being children of God, being born and given the life of God, being put in right relationship with God. He said, and the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. So Christianity is a new life. It's a new dominion. It's a kingdom, Jesus called it. And we come to reign with Jesus. We live in Jesus' kingdom. And his kingdom is not just an idea or a political structure. It's a hierarchy because God rules. Jesus is the king of it. But it is a new life. It's God's life. It's the life of the kingdom. Jesus came and he showed us dimensions of it and its power by having power over sin and death and sickness and disease and the capacity to forgive and the rest of it. So this is the kingdom of God. We move from one to the other in baptism. And we come into a new capacity, which is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit at work in us, to live the life Jesus calls us to live in the kingdom. So Paul continues. In conclusion, just as through one transgression, condemnation came into the whole world, Adam's transgression, condemnation came upon Adam and Eve and their offspring, condemnation came upon all, he said. So through one righteous act, acquittal and life came from all. So Jesus's death, his perfect offering of his life, brought us new life. We were the dominion and rule and the legal position and the slavery we found ourselves in was lifted through the blood of Jesus. And he goes on to say, for just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many were made righteous. So there it is. He humbled himself. He came obedient unto death. That's the way to live, friends. That's the center of the meaning of life. That's the goal. That's what a disciple, that's what a human being is meant to do. That's giving us a chance to walk with our Father in obedience. And obedience is not bondage. Obedience is not slavery. Obedience is not ruining fun. Obedience is the ticket. It's the way to express and receive the love of God and live in the communion of the mutual submission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and walking together in it. God bless you. Let's do it, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.